Good Baldic. Okay, so we are indeed in the throes of Kosev. And really last time we were working about the Geder of the Melacha, and we had a couple of interesting possibilities. And I saw another possibility, which I'd like to point out since the last year. Very fascinating point. Last time we talked about the question of the Tolda of Hatzar Tzura, according to Chachamim, is that the same thing as Rabbi Yossi's? Is it different? We brought Rayos Alakan Ulakan. Fine. So there's an interesting Shaila. The Elia Rabbah asked the following Shaila in the Rambam. And the Rambam says, if you're Tzar Tzura, you're Chayv Mishim Roshe. But in Perek Yud, the Rambam writes that if you're Tzar Tzura B'Kli, you're Chayv Mishim Makab Patish. Let's say take this Kli and they make some nice designs on the outside, Makab Patish. So which one is it? Is it Kosev or Makab Patish? So if we were into the Minchas Chinuch's approach, we'll say, yeah, Chayv Shtayim Taka. Okay. I don't think actually here it's so problematic, but we could say that. Alternatively, we could say, we could add that here, you're chayv, even if it's not nigmar. In other words, to be chayv shemak patish, it has to be gmar kli. I could be in the middle of my room and I start making designs on the walls or whatever it is. So I don't think saying that fundamentally there's overlap is such a problem. But that's one way we could go. But the Bir Halacha doesn't want to say that. The Bir Halacha wants to assume that actually this should be different. The Rambam would not have just mentioned here that you're Chayv Mishum Kosev without mentioning also there or the like. So he wants to say like this. The Bir Halacha says that when you Chayv Mishum Roshim, when you draw an outline that you'll later color in. In other words, let's say make an outline of a bird on the wall. I take a pencil and I make a sketch of a bird, and then later I'm going to go in and fill it in with red. So then when I make the outline, that's kosev. It wouldn't necessarily be makab patish. I'm not done. I'm in the middle. And then when I go to color it in, that might be tzoveya, that might be makab patish, but that's not kosev anymore. Why is making an outline doma l'kosev? Says the Bir Halacha, v'doma l'kosev shekosev osios shemora al eze davar. So I think what he's saying, really fascinating idea. Ksiva, says the Bir Halacha, is a hechatimtza to something else. Letters point to something. They point to an idea, they point how to pronounce a word, they point to crush him. They're hechatimtza to something. Their chashivas isn't in and of themselves, but what they symbolize. It would seem that according to Mishnah Berurah, if you made a nice design on the wall that was not meant to be filled in, but just look nice, right? So that would be makab patish, but it wouldn't be kosev, just squiggly lines or whatever it is. Kosev is a means to an end. That seems to be the chiddush. And with this, he answers an interesting kasha, the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham asks like this, again, if you hopefully saw it, the Rama only prohibits breaking a cookie with writing and not a picture. And the Magen Avraham says, I don't understand why that should be. If I have a bird on my cookie and I bite it, I break the cookie, it should be the same thing as if it says happy birthday on the cookie and I break the cookie, because making a bird is chayv mishum kosev, and therefore breaking the bird should be chayv mishum mochek. So, okay, here we're dealing with the Rabbanans, but there shouldn't really be any difference between the bird and the happy birthday. Yet the Rama implies that this is only a shaila for letters, where it's a kosev mochek issue and not a shaila for designs or pictures, where it's also a roshe mochik issue. What's the pshat? That's the Magen Avraham's kasha, which he doesn't really answer. Mishnah Berurah says, according to my theory, it's gevaldik, because we're talking about a case where you're not planning to fill the bird in later. You just drew a bird. So if you just draw a bird on your cookie, on your cake, on your birthday cake, let's say, so is that kosev? No. Kosev is only when it's a means to an end. So if you do an outline of a bird on your cake, which you're going to later fill in, you know, with red frosting, fine, that would be a kosev shaila. That's not what, but the typical case is you just, you know, you just make the bird on the birthday cake, says the Mishnah Berurah. That's not kosev. So what would it be? So if it was on a wall, it could be makapatish, or it could be roshe, tzoveya, but those malachos don't apply to food. There's no tzoveya by ochlin, as we've learned. There's no makapatish by ochlin, as we'll see. So therefore, writing letters on the birthday cake is a problem. That's a means to an end. That's conveying information. But making a bird on your birthday cake that you're not going to later fill in, that's not kosev, and it's not roshem. And therefore, there's not a problem of mochik, right? And this is a very relevant point. Then perhaps we could say a similar thing. You could rip into a package where you rip through designs or pictures. You might not be doing anything wrong. Because if it wouldn't be categorized, and we're going to get back to this point a little later, but when we talk more about the cake point, but if it wouldn't be categorized as kosev or roshem, then ripping it won't be an issue. So now he's told us why when you draw the image on the cup, it isn't kosev or roshem. Again, assuming that you're not drawing the outline of the bird. But then he also asks, so why isn't it tzoveya? And he answers that very interesting. He's saying, we're talking about a case where you're engraving. Like, you know, Kiddush cup might have pictures or designs engraved in it. So that, he's saying, that's the case where the Rambam says you're only chayim mishamakva patish. It's not kosei, because it's not a means to an end. It's not tzoveya, because there's no colors. It's just engravings. And the only thing that's left that could possibly be chayav for would be makabe patish. Okay, there's really a lot of, you know, a lot more topics I wanted to talk with you, especially being mosif on what we said last time, but we'll go on a little bit. So let's talk about, and again, next bunch of points will actually help us get to the gadar of ksiva, especially by comparing it to other tchumen in halacha, especially gittin. So the Mishnah says, if you're kosev b'chol lashon, you are chayev. So what does that mean, b'chol lashon? So if you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, he writes that it's kol ksavim v'gufan shel kol uma v'uma. In other words, it sounds like either one. Not entirely clear, but I think it sounds like either a different letter or a different alphabet. And the Rambam says that explicitly in Yud Aleph Yud, HaKosiv B'chol Ksav U'V'chol Lashon Chayiv. For the Mishnah, you didn't have to read it that way. You could have said, Chayiv B'chol Lashon, right? Doesn't mean two things. Maybe you're only Chayiv if you write in Ashuris. In other words, maybe what the Mishnah says, if you write in any language, but not any alphabet. And indeed, there does seem to be some Rishonim that say this. Yor Zerua, among others, brings down a very fascinating psak of Rabbeinu Yoel. I'll have to explain why this is. But he says that you're only chayev, you're pater if you write in, if you write in English, you're pater, you're not chayev. Why is that? So there are four rayos to this shita of the Or Zerua. Number one is the Gemara Gittin. The Gemara Gittin Chasam Abay says if you want to write by land in Eretz Yisrael and you write a shtar, al yidei gai, it's mutter on Shabbos. Great. Wonderful. Why mitzvah yishuv Eretz Yisrael? And the problem is, like this, the problem is you're not allowed to do amira lenachri for nisr del raisa, the tzarech mitzvah. So how could that be? So there's, I guess we could say, three answers to the Rishonim. I should point out, this Or Zerua that we're quoting, besides being quoted, Rabbeinu Yoel, besides being quoted by the Hegelos Monios and the Or Zerua alike, it is Paskin L'Choira by the Rama Shinvav Sif Yud Aleph. It's cited by, discussed over here in the Magen Avraham and elsewhere, but it appears in the Rama. So the Shaila is like this: how do you explain why it's mutter to have the guy write the shtar for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So there are three approaches we could take. One approach is the view of the Bahag, and Itter, certain early Rishonim, and they hold that you see from this Gemara, you're allowed to do an Ezer Deraisa L'tzarach Mitzvah. And not Chas V'Shalom, it's very bad. You're allowed to do a Mila Nachri on an Ezer Deraisa L'tzarach Mitzvah. Okay, you have to figure out how to deal with the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara in Nishtapa Chamimi by the Bris Mila, which seems to contradict that, but that's what they say you see from Gittin. So that's the simplest answer. And then, obviously, there's no Raya. The Or Zeruah says no. He assumes, or Rabbeinu Yoel, I should say, assumes like the other he's shown him, that we see from Nishtapa Chamimi that you can't do an Ezer Deraisa Al Yedei Amira L'Nachri for a mitzvah. So what's the pshat? Must be this is an Isser Derabanan. It must be Shvus to Shvus is Mati Bar Mitzvah. Why in the world would this possibly be an Isser Derabanan? Because you're not writing the star in Lashon HaKodesh. What are they writing the star in? I don't know. He talks about the Lashon HaKomrim. I was guessing that's Latin. So you write the star in Latin. So writing the star in Latin. So then that's a Derabanan. And then having a guy do it is a double derabanan shvus is mutar makom mitzvah. That's what Rabbeinu Yoel says. The third approach, which is probably the approach that we paskin like, is that of Tosfos and other Rishonim and Gittin, and they say no, that this is an exception to the rule. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah rab, it's a big deal. Maybe it's a mitzvah derabim, and therefore we don't apply the normal rule. We do allow an iser derais al yedei, an iser derais al yedei amir l'nachri. But one way or the other, that's right. Number one for the Ezeruah. The Gemara in Gittin, you don't have to turn Yishuv Eretz Yisrael to an exception. And why does it actually sound like it's an exception? And Tosfos says it's an exception. It sounds like something, just a mitzvah. Good.
The Gemara does say you shouldn't Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't an exception.
Yeah, but it's a mitzvah.
It's a Yishuv mitzvah.
Oh, well, what's the mitzvah? So you're saying it's not docha, not that docha. Yishuv, when we say Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, we should have said... Okay.
If it was like the Inter, then I think that the Lashon HaGemara is very strange.
Why?
Because why are you saying Bishmah Yishmael Yisrael? This is not a localized halacha. This is a general halacha that applies to every mitzvah.
It's an application of the Inter. Yeah. Maybe think Yisrael is there. Okay, fine. Okay, so that's answer. That's Raya number one. Raya number two. The Gemara Kofi Amud Aleph. Yeah?
Question?
Yeah.
When it says writing in Latin, do you mean Latin alphabet or Latin language? Because I'm thinking of Megillah. That a Megillah written
alphabet. Good. Raya number two. Kuf Hey Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that seems to say it's simple reading, though we might not accept this either. Is that the reason why you're Potter is by his Yune. You didn't put the Tagin on. Now, what does that mean? Like it means you need Ksav that's kosher for Sefer Torah. The Hagos Maimonios cited in Magen Avraham. This source was cited by this explained in the Magen Avraham Sif Katan Yud. So that's Raya number two. Okay, Magen Avraham says that's not such a good Raya. Maybe the Gemara means if you're writing an Ashuris, then a lack of Zune is a Chisan because Lo Negmar Malachdan. But if you're writing in English, you would still be Chayav. Now, there's a Ruah thought there's a Raya from there, but you're still written. In other words, people write without Ziyune all the time, and the message is conveyed, and especially, we could be most, if we paskin, the debate, some proof from here that Ziyune is Ma'akev, or Sefer Torah, the Kashas, the Sefer Torah, but we paskin, Ziyune is not Ma'akev. Sefer Torah is Kashas without it. So, why is that? Even if you're Ksav Ashuris, why are you Pater without it? Again, Magen Avraham says, well, we could still say Lo Nigmar Melachta. But perhaps you could argue, the Or Zeruah says, no, we see from here that not only do you need Lashon HaKodesh, but you need Ksav Ashuris. Okay.
It's a little difficult that Raya, because the Bnei Yoel includes Ubanis.
We'll get there in a second.
You can write Sifri Kodesh.
Yes.
Fine.
No, but that's the answer. In other words,
that is transliterate.
No, the answer is that it means what is the pshat words of the word? You need ksav akasha l'sefer Torah. In other words, it's a chisaron in the ksiva. So any ksiva, or maybe even kasha l'chatchila.
So it's not coming from even by Yevamis. It's just saying that when it's like what am I going to say? When you're coming up, yes, you need the tagin.
What's the difference to that?
Because Ashuris has tagin and Yevamis doesn't have tagin. So the main right. The best Ashuris is with tagin. The best Yevamis is regular Yevamis.
Okay, raya number three is the Gemara Kof Gimel on the base. So the Gemara says, if you write, shame me Shimon on your chayef. The Gemara says, midami. Shame in the mem sofis in shame is sasam, and in Shimon it's pasuach. So Amr of Chista, zoso meres, sasam vasel, pasuach kasher. What kind of raya is that? We're bringing raya from Hilchos Shabbos, Ksivas Sefer Torah. Is that a good raya? Sefer Torah, again, has to be dafka shuris, and your chayef b'chol asham. So, if you learn like there was a raya, we could say no, that the pshat in the Melechas Kosev means ksav hakashul Sefer Torah. And then we understand why we bring a good raya. But if you don't learn that way, so then how do you understand the raya of the Gemara? There's maybe an achanami. For Sefer Torah, it's not good, right? It's not good, but you're still chayv and Shabbos. So, because, you know, you're also chayv b'chol Hashem. How do we know to prove? So we could go ahead and we could say, no, maybe the pshat is, in the Gemara is something very different. The suffix of the Gemara is, in the Hebrew alphabet, is it 22 letters or is it 27 letters? In other words, are mem and mem sophis two different letters or is it one letter? So Chista says, from the fact that you're chayef when you write shame mishimon, even though you didn't write the mem sophit, you're chayef. So obviously it's one letter. If it's one letter, then yeah, maybe who I didn't say for Torah. Now you might say, okay, but maybe not. Maybe Sefer Torah still has to be Meduyuk, right? So, could be that we only learn from Sefer Torah from Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. You know, it's difficult. The Gemara does say Zoso Meres. But we might also say we don't paskin like Rav Chista. We don't seem to paskin like Rav Chista, actually. Again, the lesson of the Gemara is difficult. So that is why or Zeruha thought, oh, here's yet another raya that it's not just, you need kasher l'sefer Torah. But the biggest raya for the Zeruha, which you already alluded to, is actually the Yushalmi. Yushalmi says like this, Mishnah Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph HaKosev Cholashem Chayev. Well, let's say it the other way. Go backwards. The Prima Gadim asks on the Yushalmi, on the Zeruha, he's against the Forish Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah says that you're chayiv b'chol Hashem. How could the Or Zeruah say you're only chayiv in Ashuris? So one possible answer we could give to this is the Prima Gadim's answer. The Prima Gadim says, what is what we alluded to earlier, that b'chol Hashem means any language, not any alphabet. So therefore, what? You know, when it says b'chol Hashem, it's like you wrote Judeo-Arabic or Yiddish or something like that, which are written in Ksav Ashuris. But it's a different language, and that's the Chiddush. It's an interesting Havamina, but that's what you could have said. No, it's not like Rashi. Rashi, the Rambam, they both seem to say that it's teaching me Kol Lashon and Kol Ksav, and or Zeruah would just read it as Kol Lashon. But that's not the Or Zeruah himself. The Prima Gadim must not have had the Or Zeruah, because if he did, then he would have given the answer that the Or Zeruah had answers. The answer is, the whole makor for the Or Zeruah is this Yushalmi. Yushalmi learns it out from it says, Aleph, what is Kol Hashem? Mean Aleph, Alpha, base, Beta, and the like. And the pshat is that Kol Hashem means also Greek. And why Greek? Epis, because Sefer Torah Shekas Lobi Avanis is Kasher. Yaf Delokim Liyafes. So therefore it's Kasher. And therefore, you're chayv according to the Rosh Hashanah, right? And when the Gemara said in Gittin that you can write the Shtar Al Yidei Gaon HaShabbos, it means not in Lashon HaKodesh and neither in Lashon Yevanis, but some other language, or alphabet, I should say. Some other alphabet. Okay. Now, how do we paskin? So, the Ramah, as we mentioned, Shin Vav Yud Aleph, does cite the Rosh Hashanah in this context. The Bir Halacha argues, nah, come on, we don't pass it like this. Whereas the Ruat said, Das Yachid, or at least a minority view in Rishonim. The Ramah is actually telling you a Chumrah, not a Kula. Saying, if you're going to buy this Karka in Eretz Yisrael, make sure to write the Shtar in Latin. Because to be Choshesh for the Or Zeruah, You're right. If you learn like Tosfos, if you learn like the Iter, then you could write it in whatever language you needed. But as a rua, we shouldn't do it. And that's l'chora how we paskin. Though I'll point out, the Lashon of the Ramah over there doesn't, I would say two things. Number one is that it sounds a little bit like he does to some degree hold of the words of Ruah. And at the very least, we could see that the Orzeru is not a shita dechuya, because if it was, the Ramah wouldn't be paskening that we should be choshish for it. And because that's true, then one of the things we'll have to consider, I can probably get to this next year, when we start talking about all sorts of, cases of shas adchaks and medical issues and the like, will we start pulling up the sheet of the Orzeru as a sniff and other circumstances? And again, even though from the Bir Halacha you get the impression that he's very much trying to perfect the Orzerua, to some degree we see that it is a shita, and therefore it might be something that we can bring back. Again, it's Aser Midi Rabbanan, so under normal circumstances it's known after me anyway, but maybe the shita comes up. Okay, so that was one place where we see, again, the relationship between Ksiva B'Shabbos and other Tchumenon of Halacha.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Wouldn't it come out according to the Orzeru, there's a machlokis and mitzias between the Tanakam and Rebbe Yossi about what they put on the krushim? Because
well,
if
anyway,
you
that's
say,
what we're to say according to Rashi. Right? But yeah, maybe in a Hanami. Or I could say, like I said before, that the pshat is that they both agree that on the krushim, right, was, anyway, first of all, it does sound that way from Rashi. But if you really were bothered by that, so you could say that they might have written in Ashuris, who knows what they wrote. But the question is, what's the significance of that?
And then you would have to assume that Rebbe Yossi only...
Rebbe Yossi thinks that even if they happened to, I don't know why they would have, but even if they happened to write on the krushim in Ashuris, okay, but that was irrelevant. That's like, you know, that was Chachma Yisera. They did everything, you know, very fancy, but they didn't need to, and there's no significance to it. And therefore, the Gather of the Melacha is still going to be Roshim, as I said. But anyway, saying that isn't so schwer. In other words, you might be forced to say a similar thing for Rashi either, as well.
Okay.
Do you need paper or something that you're writing on? Or is the Melacha just a creation of letters? So we see this question come up in a number of places. Number one, Asarat al-Bisaro. So this is a Machlokas Tanaim, the Mishnah Kuftal on the base, according to Blazer, your Chayev, according to Chamer, your Potter. So what's the reason why you're Potter? I guess maybe we could say it's L'chor it's Miskayim, right? It should last a while. Maybe it's because it's not Miskayim. If you're going to say that, why would Rebbe Lazar disagree? So let's assume it's Miskayim. Certainly more Miskayim than Kosev al-Bisaro, which we know you're chayv for. Okay, so maybe because it's not Derech Ksiva. So then we have to ask, why does Rebbe Lazar say Chayev? But the Gemara does sound that way. The simplest reading of the Gemara sounds like it's Shalom Kedarko. That's where we have that story of Ben Sittida. And the Gemara says he was a Shota. So again, what he held is unclear. We could come up with some theories, but that's the Petur and Machlokas. Agav, if you look at the Chasron HaSashas, you'll see a lot of interesting things on this Gemara. But who bends it? You see, our version has half of Tosfos, half of Rashi, and we're missing three lines of the Gemara. But if you want the whole story, you have to look at Tosfos yourself. But anyway, another time. So that's L'chora. That's also the way the Mishnah Berurah seems to learn that it's not Derech Ksiva B'Kach. Could be the Rambam, though, has a different interpretation. The Rambam writes, HaKosev al-Bisaro Chayev, Mipnei Shehu Or. So why did the Rambam need to say Mipnei Shehu Or? And maybe what he's getting at is because you're writing on something, as opposed to misaret al basara, where there isn't or. I could have still said this or when you're misaret al basara, because whatever is underneath the skin that you cut into. But it could be that's what the Rambam's saying when he adds hakoshev al basara chayv mipnei shehu or. That's actually.
So I can just repeat the point.
So you're kosev mnei shuor as opposed to misarit al basara when you're cutting through the or. There is, you're not writing on or, you're writing. Right, so that could be the way to read the Rambam. However, and support for that idea is from the Tosefta, Perak Yud Beis Halacha Vav, Hamikareya al Haor Ketav Nisksav Pater, Haroshim al Haor Ketav Nisksav Chai. That's what the Tosefta says. So what's the difference between Korea al Ha'or, that's Pater, and Roshim al Ha'or, that's Chayef? One way to explain the Tosefta, some of the Mefarshim explained it this way, is exactly as we said. When you cut through the letter, so then there's no background. So you have, you've created letters, but you haven't created letters on anything. When you're Roshim al Basar, you're Chayef. Roshim, they understood, means like you engrave, you depress, you push down on the letters. So there, even though you have no ink, in both cases you have no ink, but when you're Roshim al-Basara, you still have a letter and a background. The leather itself is the background for the depressed letters. But when you're Korea, when you cut all the way through, you're Pater, because you need a background. That could be the Pshat in the Tosefta. It's probably not going to be so the Pshat in the Rambam, though, what I said in the Rambam, despite my tiyuk, because the Rambam actually has the opposite girsa in this Tosefta. This is Yud Aleph Halacha Tezayin. The Rambam's girsa in the Tosefta was HaKorea al Ha'or Ketav Nesksav Chayev Mishum Kosek HaRoshim al Ha'or Ketav Nesksav Pater, the exact opposite of our girsa in the Tosefta. We find Rishonim with both girsos. So clearly then the Rambam seemingly doesn't need actually a background. Then you have to ask why does the Rambam say Roshe Malaor is Pater? Maybe because it's Eina Miskayim, maybe it's because not Derech Ksiva Bekach. Interesting. In Rambam, Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin, he writes a get is kasher b'chiyai gavna. So we need to get back to that point. Magamish is really bothered by that because maybe he'll say, oh, well, you don't need Miskayim for Gittin, but it's not true. You do need Miskayim for Gittin. The Rambam and Hilchos Gittin over there, Halacha Aleph, writes, Ein kosan al get ela b'davar shirishumo omeid, kigon diyo, sikra v'kankan, kudyos behen, al kaz b'davar shenu omeid, kigon mashkin omeid peros, kudyos behen, eno get. So we need Miskayim for get, we need Miskayim for Shabbos. Yet, for Shabbos, if you roshem al ha'or your pater, presumably because it's animus kayim, I guess, get, it's a valid get. What's going on? The Magen Mishnah is troubled by this a lot. So we'll get to different possible answers. Maybe it's because it's derech ksiva. That would be the easiest answer, that for Shabbos you need derech ksiva. It's not, the reason why roshem is pater al ha'or is because it's not derech ksiva, and for a get, you don't need derech ksiva. That's the pashtus. Pashtus, for example, is if you write a get this small, it's a valid get. The ramas is only b'diavet, but so that might be the way to go. Is this Rambam explicit, though, then you don't need a background because he says korei or chayev? So actually, it's not. Some achronim explain a Rambam as saying korea al ha'or means you don't go all the way through. I forgot who said this, but I just saw it in the Frankel. I didn't look them up, but in the Sefer Maftech, at least, there are those who are mevar the Rambam that it means you don't go all the way through. In other words, the Rambam actually might say you do need a background, like my original diak by Kosev al-Or. And the pshat is that korea is chayv when you don't go all the way through. And maybe Roshim will say is pater, like we said, because it's lav derech ksiva b'kach. Okay, so actually then for the Rambam, we don't have a raya. Now, part of this question, the Rambam addresses in a different way, the relationship between the ksav and the background. And maybe this does, whether it directly answers this question or not, it's certainly relevant. The Rambam says something very interesting. What if I write, but in writing, I ruin whatever I write on? I go to the Mona Lisa, and I write on it, I was here. Okay, so this Ein Lecha Mekalkel Gadol Mizeh. But the Rambam says, you're Chayev. And he gives a very lumdish reason why. Hakosiv al manas lekalkel haor chayev, she'en chiyuvo al mekom haksav, ala al haksav. Now, this might partially be the Rambam Shita. So remember, we talked about when we did the Rambam Shita on mekalkel that a partial tikkun is not considered mekalkel, like a korea to get rid of your anger. But still, the Rambam clearly is saying that is lafuke a different way of lurking at kosev, right? If you thought the chiyuv was al makom haksav, then you would be pater here because it's mekalkel. But and that's dafka your kavana, right? Your kavana is taka to be mekalkel the or. How are you going to be mekalkel the or? I'm thinking like I want to ruin the Mona Lisa. I don't like the French. So what's the best way to be mekalkel? I'm thinking I could light it on fire. Oh, you know. A better way is going to be just to write on top of it, I was here.
So you're, funnier right now.
Right, for sure. So why are you chayev? Because ein chiyuv amako maksav el alaksav. So that tells us a lot. And we're going to get back to this question in many ways. You know, we're going to talk about that. Well, what does that mean for playing Scrabble? What does this mean for putting those magnets on your fridge that has the letters, writing letters? Scrabble and the magnets are different because in Scrabble, there already is a background. You're just making words. What about deluxe Scrabble? There are a lot of variations on all these questions, modern questions. This is also, we'll see, well, relevant for the cake Shiloh. We'll get back to that in a moment. The Magen Avraham, though, deals with this in a very interesting Magen Avraham, Madna Magen Avraham. Over here again, Shin Mem Sif Katan Yud. It says like this, mashma, very short, cryptic, mashma begitin, chafam et aleph, shim tochev osio shel kesef agabe beged, mikri ksav, vimke, afshe de aser lasosub shabbos. So he wants to bring a rabbi from Gittin. It's not sure, clearly. Afshar, mashma, so pretty unsure. But maybe we could derive from Gittin that if you put letters onto something else, attach letters to something else, then it's aser on Shabbos. Okay. So he sends you to Gittin. So what does it say in Gittin? So the problem is when you look this up in Maseches Gittin, it seems to be a raya against the Magen Avraham. It says like this. Tan Rabbanan. V'chasav v'loi chaka. L'meimra d'chakika l'afzivahi v'minu Avid Shias Biksav Shal Yado Al Gavitavlo Pinchas Yats Lheras. Fine. Avalo Biksav Shal Gabe Kipa the Andruchtery. So again, the other part of this Gemara, Chakika, Chaktuchos, and Yerechos, we're going to get back to in a moment. The Rashba is very, very important, the Ran, but let's focus on the other part of that Brisa now. So it says that it's not a good get, not a good get Shichur, not a good get Isha, if it's Agabe anduchtri. So what does anduchtri mean? Rashi says, Tachshit berokmin alav tsuros bemachat, embroidery. In other words, there are letters embroidered, ke'en rikma, burdashir, ve'im rakmu alein osios hagat. Eno ksav lefi, she'eno kasa v'kavua, Elamutal ala bagad ubeis roshav tchuven. So here you didn't embroider the letters. You had preformed letters and you attached them. You attach them onto this background, but you don't create the letters, you just attach them. Well, this is what he says. He says, Lafishenu ksav kavua elamutal ala bagad ubeis roshav tchuven. So your tochev. The letters on top and on bottom of each letter to the background. That's all Rashi says. Mm-hmm. You have preformed letters and you attach them onto this thing. So either way, what are we saying? We're saying that this is an invalid get. So this could be a raya that it's mutter on Shabbos, but why is this a raya that it's aser on Shabbos? That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham says, what in the world is the Magen Avraham doing? You could say it's irrelevant for Shabbos. Maybe we can't learn from Gittin. Fine. But the Magen Avraham sorry, the Magen Avraham, yeah, thought he had a raya that it's usur. What kind of raya do you have from there to Shabbos? That's the machzis hashekels kash. It's one of the, you know, typical mysterious Magen Avrahams. Magen Avraham, something like Yerushalmi, you could say whatever you want to it because it's so terse and mysterious. So here's the machzis hashekels pshat. He says that, no, the mashmos of that Gemara is it's dafka puzzle because it's a get. Why? Because there's no chibur between the osios and the cloth. And the Torah says you need a sefer krisos, veleka. In other words, this is like osios parchos ba'avir. Because they're not strongly connected to the background. But on Shabbos, you would be chayev, or at least that it would be aser. Because there is no din. There's no din of requiring a background for Shabbos. Now, there's part of Sefer Krisos. For Gittin, is you have the letters. A Sefer is a letters written on something, on cloth or at least something else. But for Shabbos, why should that be? For Shabbos, Osios Parchos Pavir would be kosher. If you got those planes that shoot out the letters, right? So, okay, that might be Pater because it's Enemus Kayim because they disappear. But fundamentally, if you could have Osios Parchos Ba'avir that somehow stayed there, that would be Chayiv on Shabbos. Not forget. That's the Diuk of the, that's the way the Magen Avraham reads it. So if that's true, so then the Magen Avraham here is emphasizing the difference between Shabbos and Gittin. But the Magen Avraham also quotes a Tosefa Shabbos, and the Chayyadah more or less says the Pshat as well. And he says, no, the Pshat is that the reason why it's not a good get is because it's not firmly attached. Like Rashi says, it's attached on top and on bottom. So he says, why did Rashi say on top and on bottom? Implying if it's also attached in the middle, it would be a good get. That's why Rashi says it. In other words, it's not. These letters might fall off, I guess. But if it was Shel Kayama, it would be a good get. In other words, Adarabba, the diuk, either way, it's a hard diuk. But the diuk is, whether you learn like the Machzis HaShekel or the Tosefa Shabbos, the diuk is, it's only there because of this chisaron. So here it's only not a good get because of the chisaron of not being attached tightly. But if it was attached tightly, it would be a good get. And Mimele, it's also usher slash chayev on Shabbos. That's the deal. Okay. So interestingly enough, here we have a machlokas about whether we should equate, learn from Gittin. Right, again, and we're going to have it a couple other times. We're going to try to say Mahalif to figure out when we learn, when we don't learn, when is it a Machlokas. So another place is the Ramah, again, Sif Gimel, Simen Shin Mem, about breaking the cake. So the Ramah says you can't cut the cake with the letters. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Rash HaLevi that it's a mutter if the letters are part of the cake. Not frosting letters, but cake letters. Let's say, or like those cookies, you know, what are the tea biscuits that have writing on them or something like that. So, and that's talk a little bit the mashmaus of the Ramah, because the Ramah says it's aser by ugos shiksuvos alav kamin osios. Afka if it's ksuvos alav kamin osios, but not that the, well, maybe not a very strong deal, but you could say that. The Dagomir Vava, though, over here says, I could prove that the Marash HaLevi must be right. How do I know that? Because it says in Pesachim Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph that you could eat matzah that has pictures on it, or tsuros, ofos, and dagim. The Gemara there says that they said you should do this on Pesach because of chimatz, you know, it takes such a long time to put the picture of your coat of arms on your matzahs that it might become chametz. But there's no isser of eating the matzahs, assuming you get it in on time. So clearly you're allowed to eat them, even though there are letters. So what's the prop shot? Very simple, because there the image was engraved. It wasn't stuck on. Okay. So what is the difference, though? Okay, maybe the Dagomir Vava is right. We have a good raya to the Marash HaLevi. But so one way to say this is going back that you need paper. So if you have frosting, you have ink, that's the frosting, and you have paper, that's the top of the cake. In these cookies, maybe not. Now that's going much further than what we were considering before, because here, this would be like Roshan. Here you could say, no, the cake is both the paper and the letters. But one way, we're going to get back to another way to explain the Maharsha Levi, but one way to understand the Maharsha Levi is that's exactly what we're saying. We need a background. And not only do you need a background, but you need a background that's separate and distinct from the letters. And that could be why the Ramah, or at least the Maharsha Levi, is Mekel. So that would be another place where we see this. Another... Frosting is Doma Tiksiva because you have ink and you have paper. Maybe to be Chayiv Mishum Kol Shev, you need two things. You need ink and paper.
So why can't you say that the biscuits and the ink and the cake is paper?
No. There's no ink. It's just engraved, right? It says tea biscuits by writing into it, or like the matzahs.
In that case, it's engraved.
That's what the Maharsha Levi is being matir. Or even the cake is just made out of letters.
What about like an animal cracker?
So that would be fine, according to yeah.
Right. I mean, it's the same. It's the same kiddush, right? Mm-hmm. Because
yes,
it's a tzura, but it's not engraved on that.
Correct. Okay. Good. So another place where this comes up is niskaven lechtov ches. So the Mishnah says, "Miskaven lechtov ches," and you wrote to zayin in your pater. Sounds like. So there are a couple of issues that come up here. First of all, just agav, just because we've talked about this before in other tchumim. Simple reading of the Gemara is you're pater there, but let's say you meant to write two letters and you wrote two different letters, you would be chayev. So why isn't that misasik? So Tosas brings this up. There's a machloka seemingly between Rashi and Tosas and Ayin Beis and the Beis what the gather of misasik is. According to Rashi, it's you're miskaving to do a malacha, but you didn't do what you wanted. You wanted to do malacha A and you did it differently than your chayv because you're miskaving for malacha. But Tosas says no. Actually, he proves that even if you're miskaving to do a malacha, and you did a malacha, but it's not exactly the way you wanted it, you are potter. You wanted to pick an apple, and you picked an orange. Tosas over there says there's two types of misasik. There's misasik called tarkula. That's derived from asher chata ba pratla misasik. There, if you're miskaving to do the aveira, you would be chayev. But then we have an additional ptur from malachas machsheves. So, and that tells me even if I meant to pick an apple and I pick an orange, I meant to do ktsira, meant to do the Isser Deraisa, so shame mitzvahs, shame yichud, asiyas, Isser skila, I'm still potter. So over here, why would you be potter? So Tosfos says on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, and the Ritva sort of spells this out a little more. You have to say it's like a very mudnu kimta that you needed to write any two random letters. Didn't matter which two letters you meant to write. So you just needed two letters to be written. So if you meant to write Aleph Beis and you wrote Gimel Dalet, you'd be chayv. But if you're niskaven to write Ches, which is one letter, and you wrote two zayin, then you'd be pater. Okay. Right, so that's the technicality. But what do we want from here? So then the Gemara says like this: You wrote a ches, and now you're mochek the gago shel ches. So you're chayev because you made two zainin. Now, this is chiddush in many different levels. First of all, even though you did a ma'aseh mechika, you're chayav mishum kosev. And not only that, but you're kosev shtei osios, because you made two zayinin. Fine. The Rashba says a very important yisod. He says, what do you see from here? Sham inan, dechiyai gavna lo mikri chaktuchos. She'eno ela kemafrid bein shnei osios. V'chein she'natla l'gago sheldal. Fine. So what did you do here? It's not chaktuchos. Chaktuchos is a psul in Sefer Torah. That's where you create a letter, not by actively making the letter, but let's say depressing the area around it. And the mela, the letter came up. So that's invalid for Sefer Torah. So maybe we would say the same thing for get. Maybe we would say the same thing over here for Shabbos. In other words, that's really what's happening. You didn't make the letter. It's sort of you, by removing the gago shalches, the letter was memela raised. You might have thought that. No, we could prove from here that it's not chok tuchos. It would be valid, for example, for a Sefer Torah l'chora. Adkan, the Rashba. Rashba clearly is assuring, again, that we equate Shabbos and Gittin. Frek the Ran, the Li Nira de Mikan Raya, the Lagabi Shabbos, the Lekha Kpeda, Bein Chok Tuchos, the Chok Yirechos, the Chol Hechadavi Melachas Machshavas Machayev. What happened to Melachas Machshavas? No, you made two Zainin, you're Chayev. Chok Tuchos, Chayev. Shrefilu Mochik Amenas Lechtov, Chayev. Ella, B'midi Deba'inan Ksiva, Ki Agavna, Ein Ladu. So if you need Ksiva, then this is nothing. Now, the Raya from Mochik is a fascinating Raya. If we have time, we can go back to it, right? It's a Pella Atzim. Right? Did you notice what he did? He said, I'm going to bring you a Raya that, and his basic point is easy to understand. Okay, Melachas Machshavas, you don't need Ksiva as long as letters are created. But what's his Raya? Because Mochik Awanas Lechta Vashayev. Asma, so there's a Melacha of Mechika. What is that? Okay, maybe we'll get back to that. But I think what you see is he's saying the existence of a Melacha like Mochik tells you all about what Melacha Shabbos is. But not maybe if we have a chance. But his basic question, L'chaira, is a great kasha. It's a great kasha. What in the world is the Rashba thinking?
You don't even need Ksiva by Shabbos. Is that what the Rambam is saying?
That's what he. Well, you don't need what. Oh, you don't need what we when elsewhere in the Torah we require Ksiva. That definition of Ksiva you don't need. Exactly. Now, first of all, we already saw that a raya for the Rashba might be the Tosefta, the Karela, or there you wrote letters, but you're pater because what? Because it's not Ksiva. You just, we said if you say the tour there is because there's no background, that would be a different shot. But according to Rashba, we could say because you need Ksiva, right? You could ask on the Ran, put it differently, why is Mikraela or pater? Why don't we say Lachas Machshavas? So again, maybe we get out of it differently. Like the Rambam, that you're chayef. Maybe we'll say, Taka, you need a background. Lachas Machshavas doesn't allow you to overcome that. What about other places? So, well, let's go back. So what would the Rashba say back to the Ran? In other words, why is it, why can't Melechas Machshavas make me chayev here?
Because in general, Melechas Machshavas gives a different hagdara to Melechas Shabbos. It doesn't take something which is a garnish to call it a kula, make it into a mice.
Oh, so if I think what you're saying is that so that could be mechayev me for grama. Okay, it's not my action. But this isn't ksiva. Oh. Good. 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 So that's one answer. Another way we could answer, if you don't want to say that, and we'll see if this is right or not, try to bring Raya's. So we could say a little differently. We could say, yeah, maybe the Raya is because you're Chayv Mishum Kosev and not just Mochek. So that tells me it's Kosev. Then you could be Chayev, fine, but you're Chayv Shtayim. You're Chayv Mishum Kosev. Or maybe actually he learned that this Gemara is talking about a Sefer Torah, right? Like the earlier part of the Gemara. Like Rashi, at least, that when it says Osachas, it means Dafka, the last letter of Sifrei Tanach, and Rashi says by Higia Osachas, because Aser Lishkon Balacha Afla. Okay, but I think the easiest explanation is certainly what you're saying. In other words, the Rashba is Medam Hilchos Sefer Torah to Shabbos because Binogea to the Maisa Ksiva, we have to have the same. Now, there's a very interesting Rashi in Gittin. Gittin Yutas Amud Aleph. It says like this. Ahamavir Dio, Agabi Sikra, B'Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Tam, Chavayu, Chayev, Shtayim, Achshon and Kosev, Achshon and Shemochek. So then, we'll skip the next part. Reish Lakish asks, Eidim Shen Yodim Lachtom, Mahu Shiachtavu Lahem B'Sikra, V'yachtamu Ksav Elyon, Ksav, Oeinu Ksav, Amalei, Eino Ksav. Amar Lei Valal Limaditanu Rabbeinu Ksav El Yom Ksav Lenin Shabbos. Amar Lei V'chim Ibnesh Anu Medamin Nasim Maisa. So what does that mean? So Rashi over there says, we're actually unsure. In other words, fundamentally, it should be the same din. It should be the same din of Shabbos and Gittin. But since we're unsure, so we talk, would be Mechayev Dio Agabe Sikra, then in a Hanami, same thing for Chasima Sa'idim. But Lemaisa, we're Mesupik, that's the way Rashi reads it. If you look at the Rambam over here, he writes, Mavir Dio Agabe Sikra Chayev. It doesn't sound like it's a Safek. According to Rashi, in the end of the day, it's a Safek. So Elamai, and that's also what comes out from the Yushalmi, as the Mefarshim explained. So here we have a machlokas. And according to Rashi, we are medame these two tchumen in halacha. And according to the Rambam, we're not. So what's the difference? So we could really say it maybe two ways. One way to say this machlokas, this is the way the Markevis HaMishnah says, and I think they come out in a similar point, but is that the Markevis HaMishnah says, because on Shabbos, Yechayev Mishum Tolda. It's more expansive. Fine. That's the pshat. That's why you're chayv on Shabbos, even though in other tchumen of halacha, maybe not. Because if it's not enough, it's a tolda. The other way is this is the same machlokas. Rashi and Rambam is the same machlokas, basically, as the Rashba and the Ran. In other words, the Rambam holds like the Ran, that even though in Hilchos Shabbos, you're chayv, that's because Melachos Machshavas Asur Torah, not because of Toldos, but because Melachos Machshavas is what makes Shabbos more expansive. Masha Ein Kein, and Hilchos Gittin not. Rashi, maybe he learns like the Rashba, that it has to have the same definition. It actually works out L'shitasam. So what's the pshat? So let's try to understand. I think the easiest way to say it, and this is along the lines of what you were saying, is like this. What's the chisaron of Chag Tuchos? The chisaron is that the person didn't make this letter, right? It sort of happened on its own. I went all around it, but the letter came out on its own. So that's, I don't know, you could say it's like a grama of sorts. But it is ksav. The chisaron isn't in the ksav. The chisaron is what? In the maisa. So for get, pasul, you need ksiva lishma. Even though you caused letters to come into the world. And the same thing for Sefer Torah. Shabbos, what we learn from Melachos Machshavas is, actually this is a different shot than yours, but what we learn from Melachos Machshavas, as we know, is you could be chayv on grama, at least under certain circumstances. That's explicit in the Gemara. The Gemara says, in Bava Kama. Right. So what do you see? In other words, on Shabbos, what Melechus Machshaves does is it allows you to be chayev, even though under different circumstances this would be not considered. The chisaron is in the Maisa. Shabbos and the like says, even though if you've created it, if you've created the conclusion, then you could be chayev. So it could be. We could say the same thing over here. What about Rashi and the Rashba and Gittin? So either they reject this idea, or they'll say, no, maybe this isn't like Zohar V'doma, Zohar. They'll say like you, this isn't like Zohar L'muach. They're maybe like the Rash, that's Darko B'kach or the like. This still
doesn't. Rashi there say,
Yeah, that's fine. Melechas Machsheves, but maybe only if it's, it can make it Melechas Machsheves, but maybe it's not all, it's because like the Rosh says, that's going to be true if it's a Derech Bekach. Anyway, Bekitzer, we don't have time now, but this Chiluk could explain many, many of the differences between Shabbos and Kol HaTar Kula. So, for example, the one we referred to earlier in Gittin. In Gittin, Hilchos Gittin, the Rambam writes, is Perek Dalet, Halach Aleph, Gimel Zion, says that if you write on Alin, or if you're Roshe Mal Ha'or, you are, it's a Pasul Get, it's a Kasher Get, right? Even though, for Gittin, you also need Miskayemis, Rishimo Nikar. Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam says both of those things are pater, right? Like we said, the Magid Mishnah, very shveri, doesn't understand it. But according to what we're saying, it's very good. Because the Chisaron, in Hilchos Gittin, we don't care. So just to say, so what do we have? We have cases where Shabbos is more chamor, cases where Shabbos is less chamor. According to what we're saying in Melechas Machshavos, this makes perfect sense. Melechas Machshavos could go in both directions. In other words, let's say in Gittin, the chisaron is because you don't need the same level of niskayim in Shabbos. It's a chisaron in the maisa ksiva. So if it's chisaron in the maisa ksiva, so then here there's no chisaron in the maisa ksiva, and that's why for Gittin, for Shabbos, you're chayev. But one more sec. But in the other cases where we go in the other direction, the chisaron is in the, let's say, a chaktuchos or the like. Melechas machshavos could be mosif chiyuvim, right? Like savagabik sav or chaktuchos. It could pater things like klachar yad, right? Klachar yad is pater for Shabbos. It's a din and a maisa. And therefore both. All right, I know that we're out of time, and I didn't have enough time to say what I really meant.